Everyone, again, this is our January GFMP Commission meeting. We're coming to you from here this month. We are at 2 o'clock Central Time at the top of the hour, and this is the portion of our meeting. It's designated for public comment on petitions, proposals, and other items of interest that are not on the agenda. And our Deputy Secretary Scott Simpson is here to take over this part of the meeting.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioner Secretary Roebling. We're into the open mic forum portion of the meeting where anybody would like to come forward, whether online or in person, and make comments to the commission about anything that isn't on finalizations. And I guess we don't have any finalizations this week or this month, so feel free to speak about whatever it is you'd like. But we will limit you to 3 minutes. That's just to be cognizant of the time that the commission has, and I will make sure that you stay pretty close to those 3 minutes by tapping you on the shoulder or making mention that it's time to wrap up. So anyway, I know we've got a couple of people that are either online or in person. Bill?
Wackerly or Bill Hines?
Well, Wackerly. There you go.
I think you want Bill Hines first.
Okay, I'll take Bill Hines first.
He's a better screen.
We'll take Bill Hines first.
You want to come up there?
Bill.
Yep. Do I need to go on the microphone?
Yep, go ahead and introduce yourself to the commission, and I'll let you know when you're up to about 3 minutes.
Thank you for having me, commission. My name is Bill Hines. I am co-chair of the Lake Oahe Walleye Restoration Coalition. And don't ask us how we came up with that name, please. I put together a little package. I'm not tech savvy, but I put together a little pictures for you because I think it's important. I want to share my experience from fishing this fall with you. And the first page you're looking at is solid, solid bait fish. I looked down at my depth finder once and I was fishing in 28 feet of water and it said 13 feet. I couldn't understand it. Well, I followed these bait fish for almost a mile. Just solid, solid bait fish. And I think my personal opinion is because of Kevin and John and Mark Finsel and Michael Barnes, he brought in all these impregnated gizzard shad, and I believe that's what we're seeing out there. And the results of that are on page 4 or 5. Those fish are becoming so fat and so healthy, it's phenomenal. It's like they used to be again. Those are 14 to 17 inch fish you're looking at on that table, but they are just chock full of bait fish, and that's what we're after. I mean, that's the goal. We started this coalition a couple of years ago, and I told Wackerly, I said, I'm going to get in there on one condition, that we don't point fingers at anybody, we don't blame anybody, we want to do what we can do to help you guys get fishing back to where it was back in the 80s and the 90s. And I think we're getting along great with your people, and I would hope that they would have the same response, that they're getting along great with us. We're doing whatever we can to help. We realize you guys are in control. But that's why I wanted to share these pictures with you, too. I'm going to back up a little bit. I think you need to see your results. It's working. Some of the stuff you're doing is working, and that's what we're going for. The last page, unfortunately, I keep talking about this. I put this little schematic together at our meeting last year. By your own data, the stockings over the years, and if you look in this crude little makeup in here, in Middle Oahe, Dewey County, basically, it was the only stocking from 1978 or 83 till 93 or 94. Well, they stocked 80 million fry fingerling fish in there. Well, if you remember correctly, the 80s, 90s, and 2000s were very good fishing, phenomenal fishing. From 1994 on till about 2017, we quit stocking for whatever reason. I don't know the reason for it, but I think after the flood of 2010, and even before that, 2011, we saw those numbers and the caliber of those fish going down. Everything just went downhill, downhill, downhill. Well, now we're picking that back up. Lower Oahe, I think they've stocked since 17 or 18, if that's right, John. And those numbers are starting to come back up. Well, now at the same time, we're putting more forage base in there to get those fish growing to the 14 inches in 3 to 3.5 years instead of 4 years like it was. It's going the right direction. But to keep us moving forward, these RASs are a very critical part of this formula, I believe. And Michael Barnes has shared with us.
Okay.
I talk longer in the shower than 3 minutes. So.
you can finish your thought, Phil. You can finish your thought.
I think it's very critical and very crucial that we keep these RASs going forward. We don't need laboratories, nuclear science buildings. We need $2-4 million RAS buildings to kick these fish out, and then we can expound from there. So, and again, whatever we can do to help, please let us know.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Bill Wackerly.
You're going to find out how much better speaker he is than I am.
He's had more practice.
Madam Chair, Secretary, ladies and gentlemen of the Commission, thanks for listening to us today. We're always happy to be here. We looked at the fisheries report and the plan for 2024, and many of our businesses and people up and down the river and around, this has expanded beyond Lake Oahe now. We have input from people even from Canada concerned about what we're doing and how we're doing it. And I, like Bill said, we're real proud of where the Commission and all of your staff have taken us to this point. We've come a long ways in the last year and a half, and we look to really move forward as quickly as we can. Some observations that we have is that in the plan, we don't see where they set goals, clear goals and objectives, and a lot of times we don't see how those clear the timelines will be set, how specific were the timelines, and something that we can measure and say that we've been successful for sure, knowing that the efforts for these RAS hatcheries are paying the benefits, because they're expensive, time consuming, takes staff, and it's going to take a lot of effort to get that done. So we'd like to see that the priorities would be set, and we think the number one priority for the fisheries at this point would be the construction and implementation of the RAS facilities, and then we also continue to stock forage fish. And like they say, you put the fish in there and feed them, you're going to have some fish. And so our biologists are cheering us on. I got to tell you how many fine people you got at the grassroots level. I work under John, Mike, Barnes. I've been to the Claycorn facility several times. What a beautiful thing. And how he did that for minimal cost. So just a big pat on the back for those guys out in Claycorn. Well, we're really looking forward to working with you and continue the effort. I know we have a couple thousand people that keep in contact with us about the fishing on Lake Oahe is where it started, but now it's in the other lakes, the eastern lakes, all over. But what we want to do is help to make sure that we have enough stocking materials available so every one of John's people all over the state can get the stocking material that they need every year so they can meet the requests. And I think of all the input that we had on this plan, if we could provide the fish and the forage fish, it'll answer just about all those questions. You won't have them saying, we don't need guides, you know, we don't want people out of state fishing and that type of thing. We'll be able to pull together. If there's not fish here, they won't be fighting with each other about who gets what. If you have any questions, I'd be glad.
Madam Chair, that's the folks that we know are registered. Is there anyone else in the room that has a comment for the open mic portion or online? If no one's online, Madam Chair, it looks like we're ready to proceed.
All right, very good. Thank you.